Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to say hello and thank everybody for listening. Let me give out some numbers here because I'd love to do a lot of healing tonight. 1-877-876-5227. 1-888-815-9756. And 1-530-876-9146. Last night I was with Dr. Fred. We had a wonderful time on the radio. We had some experiences. I just got my new platinum projector, and it seems to be pretty powerful stuff. So really, really nice to wear. Tonight I think what we need to discuss is happiness and be happy where we're at and to be able to end things when they need to end and continue on when we need to continue on. I have a very dear friend of mine who I had breakfast with this morning, and she was having a difficult time, and we discussed that sometimes we need to end things at an early state with her her ex-boyfriend, who was driving her crazy, and we did a lot of good work, and she empowered herself, very important word, empowered herself by letting go, and recalled him, and she's not being bothered anymore. So it's good to be able to face things that are very important to face and take liquidation of it. And what I'm talking about in liquidation is to be able to say, I'm done. This is it. I've had enough. I'm cutting the rope. I'm cutting the string. And sometimes it's really important to do for your own growth and for your own okayness. It's very important to be able to realize that sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do, but sometimes we need to be a little selfish and say, enough is enough, and we need to be able to help ourselves rather than to continue on with something that hurts so bad. It's hard. It's hard to do sometimes because we don't have the strength sometimes to let go, and we live in a mire of not feeling good about ourselves because we are afraid to say goodbye. And it's so important to be able to realize that when something is over, it's over, and we need to move on. It's very important to realize that in matters like this, that it's okay, again, to be a little selfish and say, that's it. I've had enough. Goodbye. And empower yourself. Empower the one that you love the most, which is you. Don't worry about your partner. Your partner is going to live. But you need to be okay with you because what she did, again, is to empower herself. And every second that she lives after that, she is empowering herself by breathing in the breath of God, by doing things that she knows it's good for her, by living her truth, and it's very important to do. Enough about that. I've had some callers call in and have had a lot of requests about giving speeches and talks and everything else. And what I need to do is there's a few people that I need to talk to this evening that have called me. And let me say that everything is okay. I have been connected with you. I've tried to send you as much love and compassion as I possibly can. You feel more uplifted. These are the emails that I received. Some people, you know, it's really interesting. I have one client, one person who called and has literally very little money. And what I'm trying to instill in her is to realize what you have is what you have. You can make things better just by realizing that what you have is wonderful, even though it seems like it's not enough, even though it seems like sometimes you're broke. Try to remember, looking for a second job is okay, but think wonderful about yourself. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, it's everything is almost like a test to us. It's a test in terms of what do we do about bettering ourselves. We can better ourselves by being more positive about who we are, about what we can do, and what we can do is breathe in the breath of life, breathe in the breath of God, and remember that we're all given challenges. It doesn't matter if you have a zillion million dollars or $1, we're all challenged. It's very important to realize that we're all challenged, and the best way to release it is to let go and feel good about who you are. You are alive. You are walking. There are a lot of people out there that are paraplegics that can't do anything. They are stuck. And the best thing to do is to realize that a lot of them are empowering themselves by realizing that they have the breath of God. They have the spark of God within them. And they're doing the best that they possibly can. And you have to realize that we have these abilities to make things so much better if we look at it. Today, it was a really good day for me because today was the first day that I've been able to wear my my necklace, and it's just been a wonderful day realizing the power that can be instilled with us just by asking for things and receiving them. The projector is about, I have an eight, hello?
Hello, Stephen. Hi, this is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, Scott, hi, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing better and better.
Good. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes, I was calling to see if, just take a look and try and pick up some energy and do some clearing in my right arm, right elbow area, and also in my teeth, make sure I get that clear. I've been working on clearing it, but I still seems to be some residue there.
Okay, I'm about 4 feet above your head. I'm looking down at your teeth. I'm looking at the upper teeth and the lower teeth. What we're doing is sending your energy through the top of your head. You should feel a lot of light at the palate of your mouth right now and above your head. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, what we're doing, I'm going around each tooth in your mouth. You should feel a light, a very thin light going around each tooth. And I'm looking in, I'm going into your gums now and taking a look. Oh, we have a problem here. Hold on a second. Let's just clear that for you.
Thank you.
Good. Hold on. Good. Do you feel the light in the area that's bothering you?
Yes.
Good. I'm right there. Good. Do you have an electric toothbrush or do you just use a regular toothbrush?
I have an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, I have a Sonicare. It's really, really good. And the reason I'm mentioning on the air, I think they're probably all good. But I'm talking about the RPM range where you can really get things clean. Do you ever use Young Living products, Young Living oil?
I have. I don't have
okay.
any right now, but I can access those, yes.
Okay. They have a toothpaste called Denatrum, and it's made with these oils and some
yes.
other, I think there's about 13 or 14 ingredients.
Okay.
And what I do in the morning is I take a bottle of these, I put some on the inside of my tongue. Then I take the Denatrum, I put it on my toothbrush and a little bit of water, and I start brushing, and it lasts, I think, for about 2 minutes, if I remember correctly. But what we're doing is that the thieves is so strong that it actually kills any kind of germs in the mouth at all. I mean, it just kills everything that's bad.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I would highly suggest that. It really works great, and it does really clean the teeth, and I use the Thea's mouthwash, and that really, really seems to help. I think all you need is like a a tablespoon of it, if I remember. And but I just put a half a cup full in my mouth, you know, and just swirl around sometimes.
What's but, the mouthwash? What's the name of it?
The Thieves mouthwash.
Is that from Young Living also?
Yes, that's from Young Living, and that really, really works. Now, you've got a lot coming out of you right now. So it's on the right side right now.
Yes.
Right. So that's clearing out now. How does that feel to you?
Yeah, it's feeling better. I can feel it clearing. I can feel it moving.
Yeah. Now, what I'm doing is that teeth are really funny because they affect different parts of the body.
Yes. Yeah,
now, hold on a minute, because this is going to be wild. As soon as that clears, your arm's going to be a little bit better. We're still clearing it, so allow that to clear.
Okay.
Okay, you should be able to feel your arm getting better now.
Yeah, there it's better. There's still some there.
That's okay. That's okay. We're working on it. You have a ring around the top of your head, almost like if you were looking at a Rembrandt and you were looking at a ring of light around an angel. Now, the reason that's happening for you is that it happened for me, but in a different way. When I put on my new projector, it left a ring around my aura. And what that is, I have no idea, but it's pure white light. So I'm just accepting it for what it is. Please accept this light that you're receiving on top of your head.
Yes, I accept it, and thank you for it.
You're quite welcome. What I'm doing right now is sending pure white light down your spine. You should be able to feel that. I'm going into your spine, and I'm going down the center of it just to clear things for you. That's good. That's real good. Okay, I'm about the middle of your spine now. Good. I'm at your coccyx area right now. You should be able to feel a lot of light. Can you feel the energy down in the coccyx area?
Yes, and the left side.
Right, right. Just allow that to work, please. I'm down in there. I'm looking around. We're clearing things out. The coccyx area is the last space for the spinal column to go. So what we're doing is giving a higher frequency to that. You should be able to feel it in the back of your head right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really nice. That's real
yeah,
nice, right?
Okay, I'm coming out of your spine, so just give me a second. Okay, I'm out of your spine. Everything looks good. We're just clearing things out for you. Your mind will be a lot clearer. You should feel a lot more grounded. How does that feel to you?
Yes, I definitely feel grounded. Feel like I'm more in my body.
The, yes.
Also, my eyes, where I can like reading. You know, I've always had 20/20 vision, but
right.
Recently, the reading part of it's become a challenge.
How old are you? Can I ask?
50. Going on 20.
Well, guess what? I'm 66, and I'm just starting to wear glasses too. You might have to buy yourself a pair of magnifying glasses to see a little better.
Right.
What I'm going to do, it's more in your left eye. Cover your right eye a second.
Okay.
Okay. How does your left eye look? Take a look and see if you can read or not read.
Okay, hang on.
Sure.
No, can't read.
Okay. I don't usually do this across the air, but I think we're going to do it anyhow. I want you to breathe through your eyes. Now, how you do that is very simple. Take in a breath through your mouth, and you'll feel energy and light going through your eyes all the way down your back. And I'm going to do this with you. Can you feel that energy? Can you feel the air going through your eyes?
Yes, I can.
Good. Just keep breathing there. That's it. You're empowering yourself. That's great. How does that feel to you?
It's feeling better. The exhale is seems like it pulls in well, and then on the exhale, there's blockage there.
Just keep breathing through. That's it. Now, you're very sensitive. Can you feel light in the back of your head now?
Yes.
Okay, in the back of your head is where all the nerves are, or a bunch of the nerves for the eyes. That's where everything is working. I want you to take your right hand and put it on the back of your head about right above, let's see. Okay, put it right in the center of the back of your head.
Okay.
I want you to breathe through your eyes. You're going to feel this energy going through your hands or your hand.
Yes, it's pulsating. My hand is.
Yeah, can you feel the light? And can you feel the air going through your hand?
I can still feel the surface of my hand, but it's not going through my hand.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You're making a contact, and that's what we need to do. That's all I need you to do. Okay. Just allow that breath to go through. You can move your hand now. You should be able to feel more air coming in through the back of your head. Can you feel that energy coming in through the back of your head?
Yes.
Good. Allow that to happen. Do you have a paper, pencil, or anything? Excuse me.
Yes, I do.
Do you have something to read with?
Yes, I do.
Take a look and see if you can see better.
Yes, it is clear. Yes, it is.
Can you read?
Yes, I can read. There's a little bit there that's, when I first start reading, it's clear, and then I don't know if it's my mind saying that it's not clear or what, and then it tries to take it out of focus, and then it comes back.
Right. What you need to do is keep breathing through your eyes, put your hand on the back of your head.
Okay.
Allow that air to go through your hand. I don't really like doing this because I can get myself in trouble because I never say that you're healed or whatever.
Right.
But you get the idea of what I'm talking about. I can't, you know, I'll have doctors all over me, so I got to be very careful with what we do here.
Yeah, we're just balancing.
Okay, so if you do that, then you should be feeling better. I'm not going to say you're going to be, you know what. But that's how that works.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, now, for your own edification, see if the colors around your house look a lot better through your eyes now.
Yes. Yes, there's
good.
More clarity.
Yes. Good. Okay, we'll stop there. I don't want 50 doctors to be calling me, so we're just going to let that go.
I do balancing work and healing work also, and that's just, I always refer to it as balancing. Here in Ohio, that's acceptable.
It is acceptable. Okay,
yes.
Good. That's wonderful. Also, let's take a look. I'm still, you're recovering from your teeth on the right-hand side. It's clearing, the end of it is clearing right now. The left side is clear. As a matter of fact, you should be seeing your eyes. Actually, you should be seeing more of your mouth. You should be able to feel your mouth and see your mouth right now. It's sort of really wild. It's going to be a little different. but what you're doing is opening up to a lot more energy right now. Can you see your mouth as we're speaking?
Yes, I can.
Good. Now, what we're going to do is that by seeing that we're opening up the universe through your mouth, we're opening up different galaxies in your mouth. I know it sounds wild and it sounds really crazy, but what we're doing is opening you up to a lot more energy. You want to be cleared, and that's what we're doing. So
yes.
You'll be able to feel many more multiple dimensional feelings right through your mouth. It's amazing what happens when you clear your teeth.
Yes.
How does that feel? Can you feel a lot more? Do you feel a lot more open?
Yes, it does. It feels very, there's no restriction.
Right. That kind of work can be done. You can do that yourself. What you need to do, you're an excellent healer, by the way. I can feel it. You need to allow yourself to let go more and don't question what you're doing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's one of the things about being a healer is that we take a look at what we do, and what we need to do is let that go because it's not us. It's
yes.
The energy of God coming through us that's allowing that to happen. So we need really, as you know, to get out of the way and allow
right.
that energy to come through. But you are an excellent healer. You should be feeling more energy through your hands. Your chakras have opened up in the center of your hands. Tremendously, so that's really good. Now, if you want to feel something very interesting, take your right hand and very lovingly and compassionately blow air through your right hand. You'll feel the energy coming out through your left hand. Very slowly. That's it. How does that feel to you?
That I've never experienced that.
Yeah,
that's
most people have not. How does it feel to you?
It's pretty smooth. It's
okay. When you have blockages through your body, take the air, blow it through the hand, and send it down to where the blockages are. But you need to do it compassionately. You need to do it lovingly. And you need to do it slowly. You're bringing in God's breath right through your body. So what we need to do is tell the King of Kings thank you.
Yes.
When you're done with that. And also that air will stay in your body and protect you.
Yes, I give thanks for all of that. And letting go, every time I speak with you, it makes it easier for me to accept the letting go and allowing the process of the Creator to move through me.
Right, right. The more that we open up together, the more that we understand what's really going on in terms of energy, because what you're doing is allowing God to come through unequivocally.
Yes.
You're allowing that energy to enter you and to clear you. Now, this will work with everybody. It's just not us, but it's for everybody to try that. And that will really work. These secrets have been hidden for thousands and thousands of years. What I'm doing is just showing people how this stuff really works.
Yes, and that's my goal. One of my goals here on this earth plane is to bring that forth to humanity, to give it back to humanity.
Well, you're doing an excellent job.
And I thank you for it. You are as well. You're also, you got great ETs getting down that quarter mile or eighth mile. You're rocking.
I'm just a regular person like you. I'm no better and probably worse than you. So, you know, in terms of energy, the higher up you go, the more is expected, and sometimes it's hard to get past yourself sometimes. But we're
yes.
all growing, and we all do the best that we can. and that's what's important. And don't be afraid. You can do anything that you want to do. You have the ability to get past the boundaries. Allow yourself to become boundless by opening up yourself lovingly and compassionately, taking this breath into your body, and just allow it to go where it needs to go, and also send it, if you have blockages, and I'm going to show you something that will amaze you so you'll know what I'm talking about. Your elbow still hurts a little bit?
Yes, just a little, right in the joint.
Okay, now, is that in the right hand, if I remember correctly?
Yes, it is, the right elbow,
okay.
Yes.
I want you to take the breath from your hand, lovingly and compassionately. You're breathing in God's breath. Even though it's your breath, you're breathing in God's breath. I want you slowly, lovingly, and compassionately to blow through the center of your hand, and you'll feel that air come right through your elbow. How does that feel? You'll feel coolness coming out of your elbow.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's coolness. And it very
right.
freely. It's flowing very freely.
Yes. And move your elbow again. How does that feel?
There's a little bit left in the muscle on top, but the joint is free.
Okay. Take the breath and breathe into the muscle. Same way through the hand. That's it. That's it. That's wonderful. How does that muscle feel?
It opened up.
Yes.
It released.
There's nothing that we can't do. Okay, we just need to be able to try.
That's very wonderful. That's awesome.
Yes, it's the breath of life, and we have the miracles around us. All we need to open up to is to open up to it and allow these miracles to happen. Sometime when you get a chance, I can show you how to cure something that starts with C and with the breath. So I can, if you call me, we'll
okay.
work on that together. It should take about 5 minutes to do, and I can show you how to clear that.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, all right, so you've got my phone number, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so call me sometime, and we'll work on that together. Meantime, you feel a lot better.
Oh yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to get in there and go down the quarter mile with you.
I bet.
Go kick
you
it
feel
down.
Really good.
Yes, I appreciate it, and I send many blessings to you, and
your
also
head
to Don for
you.
Having you on his radio program. You
thank
are
you.
A joy.
You should be able to feel the top of your head gone. Can you feel
yes.
it? Good.
Yes.
Good. It's gone because you're opening up more to the universe. You're opening up more to God's energy and his love. Every time that you heal somebody, every time that you're doing wonderful work that you're doing, that'll open up more for you. And that goes for everybody that's listening to the radio program. Allow that to happen. How does that feel to you?
Well, that feels very, very good. That is what humanity should be feeling. That's what everyone should be in that state.
That's why everybody should be in that state. There's nothing that we can't do. Everything has to be taught with love and compassion. Not hatred, not even a bad thing. Just love everybody for who they are. Even people that we don't love, we need to love.
Yes.
We don't need the boundaries. We don't need that kind of energy in our bodies, and that'll help out a lot.
Yes, that's what I can see, the reflection, as you told me, to release the boundaries. When we release them within ourselves, then we release them out on the outside as well.
Yes, yes.
And that's the key. That's going to be the one of the keys to all of humanity.
I think this is an important lesson for all of us to know if everybody's listening. What I need to say here is something that's very, very important. The more we let go, the less feeling you're going to have of blockages, the less feeling you're going to have of fear, the less feelings you'll have of having somebody vampire you. In other words, people that suck you dry. The more you let go, the more protection you have around you. We always have protection around us. The more we need to do, the more we let go, the more protection we have. And that's what's really important. I'll tell you a story. I was with a very good teacher here in Rochester. She was standing with about 30 people in her room, and they were healing this person who was very, very ill. And at the end of the lesson, what she did was say, let's put protection around this person. And as soon as she said that, all the angels left the room. And the reason that happened was is that the angels were around helping her.
Yes.
And as soon as she said, let's put more protection around them, they left. And the reason they left was is because even she at one point, even though she was teaching, said, let's put more protection around, and they left.
Yes. Yes,
so the idea of it is right. The idea of that is let go. You don't have to ask for protection because it just comes. And that's the way you can stop people from entering you and trying to take something from you. The more we open up, the less we have to do. The higher frequencies. I remember going to, when I did a show for Fred, I'd rather tell you privately. That's a whole different issue.
Okay.
And, but anyhow, you should feel a million times better. Your heart is glowing.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. I'm awakened and fully energized. Yes, I'm ready.
Right.
And,
okay, my friend. Just keep calling me, and we'll keep working, and I'll keep showing you things.
Okay, I appreciate it, and I'm very thankful that you share this with everyone openly and freely and without boundaries. So important.
Yes.
Thanks
yes.
for the lessons.
Take care of yourself, my friend.
All right, love you. Bye
love
for
you
now.
Too. Bye-bye. I hope that everybody's learning from that, including myself, that we need to allow ourselves to love everybody. The more that we do, the more we open up the energy, the more that we can actually clear and be cleared. It's wonderful having teachers. Even I have teachers that help me, and it's so important to be able to listen and to be able. You know who I learn from more than anybody are children. Honest to goodness, children are so wonderful. They actually can clear things so easily. They have no boundaries. They're always happy, you know, and they're so open and their energies are so beautiful. And that's what we need to get back to the childlike sources of ourselves. And to allow that to happen, you're doing really, really great stuff. So allow yourself to be in total, total openness. No blockages, no kind of control, just let it go. By giving up control, you gain control. Sometimes things work in reverse in the universe and on our planet. By giving up control, you gain control. It's a spiritual control, something that will allow you to be boundless. Not boundary, but boundless. Very, very important. Those words are extremely important. Allow yourself to be boundless. Also tonight, I wanted to thank Jeff Harvey for asking me to come to Scranton. I told him I was going to come down over the weekend, And the weather up in Rochester, New York is probably about 20 below zero right now. And we expect some snow tonight, tomorrow. And I really didn't want to take a chance going down there. There's a wonderful, just a wonderful, wonderful shop there that's very alternative. I forget the name of it, but I stopped there on the way to Philadelphia to see my family. And it's run by a wonderful family. And I usually pick up my raw peanut butter and some other things there. It actually makes it right there on the spot. So if you're in the area of Scranton, you probably know the name of the shop. I don't. But it's really wonderful there, and the people are really, really sweet. Very, very nice people. So, again, Jeff, thank you for the invite, but I will come down when it clears up a little bit. And I'm terribly sorry. I just didn't want to take a chance and on these icy roads. And that's where I'm at with that. I do know sometimes I talk about being boundless, but the other thing is that you know if your consciousness tells you not to go, if your insides tell you not to go, you just follow that, and that's what I do. So that's what happened today. But anyhow, let's getting back to the show. I was talking with Fred last night, and we were discussing the new projectors, the new style projectors, and the new style super receptors, and they are extremely powerful. I've never seen anything like this projector that I'm wearing now, and the energy of it is so strong. What I was talking about before, I had an 18-karat gold projector. It was the old style, and I had a platinum bridge and diamonds on it. And this this platinum projector with the gold, it's actually reverse. It's platinum projector with a gold bridge and diamonds is so powerful. I think there's only, I don't know how many people have these projectors. There's not very many. I know Wesley's got one. I think there's somebody else that has, I think there's only three of them, maybe four tops. And, but they're very powerful. It's not for everybody, but the gold is. The gold projector is unbelievable. But anyhow, if you're interested in getting something like that, you'd have to wear a nuclear receptor between 3 and 6 months before you could try a silver a silver projector. The nuclear receptor you have to wear first to balance out your body, your RNA, your DNA. It's really an incredible piece of equipment. It stops the carbon monoxide actually from coming into the body or any other kind of thing that's out there. It neutralizes it, and it really does work. So it really does help you. I know I've had one for the past 10 years, and it really does work. And it's I started out with a silver one and worked my way up to a gold one. So they really do work, and I can't speak highly enough of them. I've got a lot of things from Dr. Fred, and we've become very dear friends. So I can tell you that this stuff really does work. And it's really fabulous, so it's a lot of fun to use. Also, Jeff Harvey in Scranton, Pennsylvania, is a distributor of Dr. Fred's products, and he is extremely knowledgeable on vitamins and minerals and also about a lot of the equipment that Fred makes. So anybody in that area who's interested in Paradigm, you can contact Jeff Harvey, who's a fantastic young man that really knows his products. Getting back to the energy part of the show, if there's anybody else that needs to be healed, anything else that has to be done, I'll give you the phone numbers again. It's 1-877-876-5227, 1-888-815-9756. And 1-530-876-9146. we've had a lot of fun with a lot of these products, and it does help, but the most important thing to do is to sit and meditate. Get in touch with yourself. Get in touch with everything about you. Understand that you have the power to create anything in your body that is worth positiveness and lovingness and compassionate. You can get in touch with all these things by meditation, by thinking of wonderful thoughts that are going into your body all the time. Every time we think of something that is helping us, every time we think of the word of God or Hashem or whatever the name that you would like to give the Creator, you're actually creating healingness in yourself when you're doing it compassionately and lovingly. And remember, love who you love. Love your children, love your wife, love your husband. Give thanks that God has brought you together and to be able to heal each other through hard times. Like right now, I know a lot of people are suffering, and I really send a lot of light and a lot of love. And please, instead of suffering, put a smile on your face. Things will get better with a smile. Things will get better when you get in touch with the light of your own consciousness. Reach into your gut. Get in touch with the fifth brain, which is 2 inches below your tummy, and actually 2 inches below your belly button, and smile. You'll be able to feel... Hello?
Hello, this is Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, fine. Having a great, wonderful time.
Wonderful.
Okay, I'm trying to work out if this is something that can actually benefit from healing, but I kind of get a lot of sort of interesting creative visions, but they come to me in a very blurred way. I was wondering if there's a way to make it clearer.
Sure. You can make it very clear.
Uh-huh.
Let's get in touch with it, Dominic. What I'm going to do is just let go, Dominic. Let everything go. Are you with me? Dominic? Oh, we lost Dominic. I'm so sorry to hear that. Hello? What we're going to do is, Dominic, I'm going to send you some energy. We got disconnected. What I want you to do, buddy, is just breathe. Breathe in the breath of God. We talked about this before. I breathe in the breath of God and allow that energy to go through you and allow that energy just to clear you. Be open up to that energy. Be open up to that light. That's it. I can feel you doing that on the other end. That's wonderful. Just clear. Allow your consciousness to take that in, Dominic. You're doing great, buddy. Feels very, very clear to me. Allow yourself to open up more, Dominic. Okay, allow yourself to clear yourself. Let go. Your thoughts are too many, Dominic. I'm actually with you. So allow your thoughts to clear. Get rid of the thoughts. You don't need that. Let go. That's it. You should be able to feel that opening up inside of you now. That feels much better, Dominic. Good. I'm sorry that we got disconnected. So if there's something else, give me a buzz, and I'll talk to you later. But that's what you need to do, buddy. You need to clear, and clear yourself by doing the breath of God. That will help you tremendously. Allow yourself to be open and compassionately and lovingly put that energy into yourself, just very lovingly, and that'll help you tremendously. Everybody out there that has blockages, without using the hand, you can actually open up just to clear the energy in within you. The work that I was doing with a young man from Ohio was very, very advanced. Hello?
Oh, hello. It's Dominic again. My
oh, hi, Dominic. I was working with you on the other end.
Yeah, I could feel it.
I know. I was feeling you as you were clearing.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel? You should feel better now.
I got a lovely kind of silvery glow in my mind.
Pardon me? Repeat that again.
A lovely silvery glow.
Yes. Yes. The more lovingly and compassionately you treat yourself, the more lovingly and compassionately you'll open up, and it won't scare you or bother you, or you won't get into a period of time where you say, oh, my God, you know, I opened myself up too much. You can't open yourself up too much, but what you can do is scare yourself a little bit. So lovingly and compassionately, when you're breathing in that air, allow that to go where it needs to go. Don't direct it. Allow the energy to go in where it needs to go.
Do
you follow?
Yeah. I get a lovely kind of vision of this beautiful sky that's kind of yellowy and pink.
Wonderful. What's happening to your... You live in an apartment, don't you?
I live in a bungalow.
You live in a bungalow. Okay, it felt like
that's
an apartment. That's okay.
A ground floor house.
Okay, what we're doing is... we're clearing your home now, Dominic.
Uh-huh.
We're clearing your home now. Oh, you have a beautiful, interesting home.
Uh-huh.
My goodness. You've made that your own, that's for sure.
Yes, I live with my parents.
Yes. That's wonderful. What we're going to do is clear your area, Dominic. That's it. You should feel clearer now. Your area should feel clearer. How does that feel, Dominic, to you?
I'm getting a lovely kind of glow all around, feeling through the whole of the house.
Yes. That's wonderful. You feel better. Your house feels better.
Indeed. Okay.
Did I tell you what happened to me about a month ago? I had a phone call from a gentleman in Sweden, and as I was working on him, the lights in his house went off. And when I got finished, his lights came back on again.
Yeah.
So it was really funny when that happened.
I remember that. Always the ones with puzzling thing to think about.
Yeah, it just, I don't know why, but for some odd reason it did that. So really incredible. I'm so glad to speak to you. You've always been so kind.
Uh-huh. It's lucky to talk to you, too.
Thank you. The reason I haven't sent you any information on my shirts is I washed my shirt 3 times. And some of the color came out of the shirt. So I'm trying to find a way, probably even to get silk shirts rather than to just have them colored on. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
So I haven't really mentioned anything about them until I can. I don't want to sell something that I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't want to put that across the air. So what I'm going to be doing is seeing if I can find somebody that can silken shirts. And because I have some silk shirts, silk emblems that I've been wearing for the past 20 years, and the shirts are still good. So I got to find the maker of those, and then I'll have that done, and I'll be able to put them on the air. But right now I haven't sent anything to you. Because I haven't found that source yet.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That was quite a strange thing happened. I went to Harrods today.
Oh, wow.
You know, the same department store in London. And
yes.
I wore my pyramid there.
Yeah.
And the security chap wanted to check me out because of my pyramid.
Yeah.
And I managed to get a word through to the manager, and they said I could wear it in Paris without being kicked out.
Good for you. Fred was telling me that...
I felt very strengthened by that.
Yeah, Fred was telling me that the state police in California one time were wearing pyramids. And I don't know if they're still doing that or not. I don't live out there, but I imagine they're probably wearing them at home or whatever. But I know those pyramids really work. I've got a couple of them myself.
Yes, mine's a little bit faster than them, but I have to get a new one on these days.
Yeah, they're really nice. You know, if you wanted to really get something, their Gracilla Dome is unbelievable.
Yes, what
you know, the one with
days,
the diamonds on it?
Oh, that sounds so fantastic. Now,
yeah,
I'm just wearing a good old-fashioned Ray Dome.
Yeah, they're really incredible.
I've still at the moment.
I just have the I have the solid silver one, and I have a gold one, you know. And the gold one is very smooth. The silver one is actually really moves a lot of stuff. But the gold one works the same way. It's just it actually smooths it out very finely and really works well. But both of them are very good for the mind.
Mm-hmm. In London, I get approached about four times a day about my pyramid.
People
ask me all the time. And I get hundreds
imagine.
Of people talking about me behind my back, and people photographing me as if I was Mickey Mouse, and they all want to pose with me. I get people making little reports on the internet about seeing me. You know, all these lists of people who have seen this weird person with a pyramid on his head. And you get, I think about three or four times people have made pages full of reports.
You're doing what you want to do, buddy, and that's more important than anything, because you're living your truth. You're really doing a beautiful job. And you're allowing people to realize that there's a lot of things out there that really work.
Yes, lots of people have disbelief, but so many people are fascinated, and they want the paradigms addressed. And
yeah,
I'm always
I think that's wonderful.
They give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's
I'm
really
kind
wonderful.
Of walking signposts to paradigms.
You know, I've used a lot of other products until I came into Paradigm, and there is nothing like Paradigm, nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible.
I'm sorry to see one person wearing a pyramid in London. I was told that in Camden Town people wore pyramids, I was told that, but that evening in Camden Town Market burnt down. But then since Christmas last year, some girl told me that she started seeing people wearing pyramids there in Kensington High Street.
Right.
And I wondered
maybe
if I can set that sort of trend off by showing myself everywhere with my pyramid in central London.
That's wonderful
It always keeps me in a lovely sort of mellow state when I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
It's just tremendous. And the pollution in central London, without it, I would just be so tired.
Yeah,
this is an incredible thing. Every day I wear my pyramid outdoors without fail.
I think it's wonderful because the more a sun that hits the pyramid, the more clearer you become. I mean, there is a contact between the sun and the pyramid, which will help you tremendously.
Yes, I had to think about that because I've not thought about it. But usually, when I get outdoors, it kind of starts to become evening, and especially in the winter. And, you know, I really got to get out more during the middle of the day, I think.
I'll tell you what will really work. When you're facing the sun, open up your hands to the sun while you're wearing the pyramid. And you'll feel tremendous energy coming through the pyramid right to your hands, right through your body. It's really incredible the way that works.
Yeah,
I think you really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a lot of fun.
I would say that for the Power Dome, I've not tried that yet.
Oh, they're incredible. They're really incredible. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have also the pyramid that goes over your bed?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm still sort of trying to pay off my nuclear receptors, so I can't afford these things still.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, one of these days, I'll somehow manifest money.
Absolutely. When you manifest some for me, we have I'm only kidding. But you're doing great. I'm so glad to hear from you, Dominic. You're such a good force for people to know that, you know, these things really work, and it's wonderful. I know Fred loves you. You know, Mikkel likes you a lot, because we talk about you once in a while.
Now, one thing has happened. Remember that long time, a year ago, I was supposed to do a portrait of Semyase for Fred Bell.
Yes.
It's still a year now. I'm still working on it.
That's wonderful.
But it's like, I've got all these kind of blurred ideas, images of what Semyase ought to look like, but never quite. But then,
she's really beautiful. She's blonde, very thin, and very, very attractive. Very attractive woman. Shorter hair. Very pretty. Very, very pretty.
I'm getting blasted by you now.
Excuse me?
I'm just wondering, how can I actually work it up? Because I haven't had an actual vision that I could really rely on what she looks like. But then,
she looks very Nordic.
Yeah, I got the idea of that. Sort of,
you know, very Nordic, very thin, very beautiful.
I've seen a lot of Scandinavian girls, and I think,
yes.
Okay. Does she look like all of them? but last December, I suddenly got one face, and I did send Fred an email. He hasn't responded to me in the physical realm, but I think I got an energy blast back from his higher self or whatever, acknowledging that I was on the right trail.
Yeah. I think that if you take a look at her as being very Nordic, very blonde, her eyes are absolutely beautiful, and she's very attractive. What happened was when I was thinking about getting the receptor, my first receptor, she came to me. I did not see her, but she told me the necklace would be very good for me. I could feel her energy about me, and I've never seen her. The reason that I'm mentioning that is on one of Dr. Bell's books is a picture of Semyase.
In one of the books, okay.
Yes, I can't think of the name of the book. It's one of his... I'll have to... Next week I will have that book in front of me, so call me and I'll give you the name of the book.
Okay, I think he's, you know, he wrote an earlier book, and I've forgotten what it's called, but I do know about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll check with you anyway. I'll phone you up to make sure.
Dominic, yeah, I got to run, buddy. It's 6:57 here.
Wow.
So I got to sign off. I'd love to talk to you, so give me a call, and I'll have that book in front of me next week.
Okay, lovely to talk to you again. Speak to you hopefully next week then. Okay.
Okay, my friend. Wonderful. Bye-bye. I just want to thank Dr. Bell. I want to thank Mikkel. I want to thank a lot of people out there that make it very possible for me to be here. And I love you all, and I just hope that everything goes well. Think of compassion. Think of love. Think of yourself as being totally open. Allow yourself to breathe in the breath of God. You're all wonderful. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.